A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story is developing news. The unthinkable has happened again. Another mass casualty event at an elementary school. 14 children and one teacher are dead. The investigation is just beginning. And we get the latest now live from Maria Chaleos at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, heartbreak in Uvalde, Texas after a mass shooting that left 14 children and a teacher dead at Robb Elementary School. Casey Elrod is hoping his family will be spared a nightmarish outcome.
There was a shooter and we don't really know much of anything other than there's some casualties and we cannot locate my niece.
Isaias Melendez was nearby when he says he heard the shots ring out.
And we heard the gunshots, and they were saying that the shooter was actually shooting out the window and having to shoot out with the cops broad daylight in front of our eyes. Parents going crazy because children were scared and they're running out of the school.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the 18-year-old suspect shot his grandmother before traveling to the elementary school and opening fire.
What happened in Uvalde is a horrific tragedy. That cannot be tolerated in the state of Texas.
The teen gunman, a former student, was killed in a shootout with police. Among the injured are a 10-year-old girl and a 66-year-old woman who are in critical condition. Two police officers were also shot but are expected to be okay. The White House has ordered flags lowered to half-staff across the country to honor those killed. The Associated Press is reporting it's the worst school shooting in Texas history. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
So we're waiting for President Biden to speak at 6:15. We could get a news conference from Uvalde, Texas. Vice President Kamala Harris is shortly to speak. Stay with us for the latest at KSL. On the Senate floor this afternoon, Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut spoke earlier in response to the shooting. Listen.
14 kids dead in an elementary school in Texas right now. What are we doing? What are we doing? Just days after a shooter walked into a grocery store to gun down African American patrons, we have another Sandy Hook on our hands. What are we doing? There have been more mass shootings than days in the year. Our kids are living in fear. Every single time they set foot in a classroom because they think they're going to be next. What are we doing? Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority? If your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing. What are we doing? Why are you here? If not to solve a problem as existential as this. This isn't inevitable. These kids weren't unlucky. This only happens in this country and nowhere else. Nowhere else do little kids go to school thinking that they might be shot that day. Sandy Hook will never, ever be the same. This community in Texas will never, ever be the same. Why? Why are we here? If not to try to make sure that fewer schools and fewer communities go through what Sandy Hook has gone through, what Uvalde is going through. Our heart is breaking for these families. Every ounce of love and thoughts and prayers we can send, we are sending. But I'm here on this floor to beg, to literally get down on my hands and knees and beg my colleagues. Find a path forward here. Work with us to find a way to pass laws that make this less likely. I understand my Republican colleagues will not agree to everything that I may support, but there is a common denominator that we can find. There is a place where we can achieve agreement that may not guarantee that America never, ever again sees a mass shooting, that may not overnight cut in half the number of murders that happen in America. It will not solve the problem of American violence by itself. But by doing something, we at least stop sending this quiet message of endorsement to these killers whose brains are breaking, who see the highest levels of government doing nothing, shooting after shooting.
Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut, the home of Sandy Hook Elementary School. He spoke on the Senate floor this afternoon. Senator Mike Lee is sending condolences after the tragic news in Texas on Twitter. He writes that his heart is broken and that he's praying for the victims, their families, and our nation at this difficult time. KSL News Time 5:06. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Right now I'm looking at a live shot of our latest crash. It's northbound I-15 approaching 2100 South. The vehicles are out of traffic to the left, but part of slowing that stretches from 33rd South to about Warm Springs Road. Also, unusual slowdowns northbound I-215's west belt from the I-80 junction up to about 700 north, and westbound slowdowns on the 201 5600 west into Magna. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06. We continue to follow developments in Texas, but here at home right now, we go in depth on parents speaking out tonight at a Jordan school board meeting after learning the district changed its policy, meaning that students can't wear lays at graduation. State Representative Karen Kwan helped arrange a community meeting with the superintendent.
And he was open and very caring and kind and loving and understanding in the importance of celebrating human diversity and celebrating our students as they graduate. Really put the emphasis on the decision being made by the school board.
That's State Representative Karen Kwan again. The school board meeting tonight, 6 o'clock in the Jordan School District. KSL News Time 5:07. Vice President Kamala Harris is now speaking in reaction to the Texas school shooting. This is live. Let's listen.
There's so many elected leaders in this room. You know what I'm talking about. Every time a tragedy like this happens, our hearts break. And our broken hearts are nothing compared to the broken hearts of those families. And yet it keeps happening. So I think we all know and have said many times with each other, enough is enough. Enough is enough. As a nation, we have to have the courage to take action and understand the nexus between what makes for reasonable and sensible public policy to ensure something like this never happens again. So the president will speak more about this later. But for now, I will just say to the people of Uvalde, please know that this is a room full of leaders who grieve with you. And we are praying for you. And we stand with you. And it is difficult at a time like this to think about much else, but I do look around this room, and I know who is here, and I know this is a room full of American leaders who know and have the courage to take a stand. And so let us tonight, as we do every time we all get together, recommit ourselves to having the courage to take action. And so that does bring me to the leaders who are in this room and the leaders of APACS. And again, I want to thank Chairwoman Judy Chu for that kind introduction.
Vice President Kamala Harris speaking in Washington, D.C., about an hour before President Biden plans to speak. He's arriving back from his Far East trip and will speak at the White House about an hour from now. KSL News Time 5:09. It's time for traffic and weather together on the nines on KSL, and we turn to Ricky Meese.
A crash northbound I-15 prior to 2100 South. A lot of vehicles involved in this one. It's out of traffic on the left shoulder, but part of the slowing back to 33rd South. Southbound I-15 really bogged down from 4500 South in Murray to 114th South. A little bit of slowing now as you're traveling eastbound on I-215, trying to get to the I-15 junction. And delays westbound on the 21st South Freeway 56. 600 West to 7200 West. Len?
And in West Valley, Bangor Highway, tight approaching the 201 in either direction and a bit of southbound slowing toward Kearns and again in South Jordan. Off of I-80 at Silver Creek Junction on US 40, construction slowing the flow from Jordan L Dam to River Road right now. And in Utah County, I-15 is working well over the point but sluggish with high volume from American Fork to Linden. Steve?
Still a bit of a slow ride if you're on northbound 15 from downtown Salt Lake, 5th South up to the North Interchange in spots. More slowdowns in Davis County from Lagoon up into Kaysville. Got some backups on the eastbound I-80 transition ramp as you head north on the 215 West Bell. Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, already known for the care they take to keep your homes clean and safe. To learn more, Google Any Hour Services or anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson into KSL Traffic Center.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The KSL Weather Hourly Forecast has plenty of sunshine for the 5 o'clock hour with temperatures in the upper 60s. We'll stay there for 6 and 7 o'clock and then mid-60s as we head through 8 and 9, low 60s for 10. Ultimate lows will be in the low 50s. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Heading up to 80 degrees with sunshine tomorrow. It's 72 right now in Salt Lake City. If you're listening for my minute of news, no, just no, not today. I'm not feeling it. It's 5:11 at KSL. Recapping once again our top story, the deadly shooting at the Texas elementary school. 14 children, one teacher left dead, the shooter's grandmother also killed at a separate location. The shooter is dead. ABC News investigative reporter Josh Margolin spoke with Alex Stone, but I understand we're going to go to KSAT television in San Antonio, Texas, which is about 60 miles from Uvalde, a community where they're absorbing what just happened among their own. Let's listen in to KSAT television.
Santos was there. They are only open till 6:30 tonight, though, but they a lot of these places are asking for you to schedule a blood donation before you show up.
And we have links if you want to check that out right now on KSAT.com, links to how you can do that. We know there's been a lot of information coming your way for hours now developing this afternoon. So we're going to take a moment here to recap what we know so far. At 11:32 this morning, the police chief for Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District said there was a shooting at Robbs Elementary. A lockdown was announced at the school minutes later on the school's social media. Uvalde police announced the shooter was in custody just after 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, it's at Robb Elementary in Uvalde. Hours later at 3:40 this afternoon, we heard from Governor Greg Abbott, who gave us the first confirmation that 14 students and a teacher were killed at that school. ABC identified the suspect as Salvador Ramos, 18 years old, shot by law enforcement. Governor Abbott also confirmed the shooter attacked his own grandmother before he headed to that elementary school. We continue to await a news conference from Uvalde with the very latest on what is happening there and how we can help. We'll be right back.
KSAT television in San Antonio, I can guarantee you everyone there already knows all the details they just gave. They just say it over and over again because it's so hard for them to absorb the information in their local area. KSL News Time, 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says 15 people were killed in a shooting today at a rural elementary school. He says a suspected shooter, an 18-year-old man, has also died and was believed to be killed by responding officers. I'm Maria Chaleos.
Second, President Biden has ordered flags lowered to half-staff in the wake of the school shooting in Texas. He says the order is a sign of respect for the victims of what he calls a senseless act. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
It's northbound I-15, where we have a slow ride from about 3500 South all the way up to 2300 North Warm Springs Road. In that mix is an accident approaching 2100 South out of traffic on the left shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine today and warmer temperatures are just around the corner. I'm Kevin Eubank.
72 degrees in Salt Lake City. We're awaiting remarks from President Biden, expected at around 6:15, an hour from now. And we're still waiting for a news conference from Uvalde, Texas, where law enforcement authorities are expected to speak. They're certainly busy enough this afternoon. This has been postponed over and over again. We've been waiting an hour and 15 minutes now. We expect that news conference will happen when it happens, and we'll bring it to you live here on KSL News Radio. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Another deadly mass shooting, this time at an elementary school in South Texas.
And we heard gunshots, and they were saying that the shooter was actually shooting out the window and having to shoot out with the cops broad daylight in front of our eyes. Everyone's going crazy because children were scared and they're running out of the school.
Isaias Melendez knows or knows someone who knows each of the 14 students who were killed along with the teacher at Robb Elementary in Uvalde. ABC's Lee Waldman is near the scene.
There's families that are getting some of the worst news of their life and they're going inside to learn more about this tragedy that happened here. This is a school filled with second to fourth graders.
An emotional Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy comparing the massacre to one in his state.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Just days after a shooter walked into a grocery store to gun down African-American patrons, we have another Sandy Hook on our hands.
President Biden is expected to offer his condolences to the community in remarks he is expected to make in a little over an hour from now. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is calling for tougher gun laws as he announced an arrest in a fatal shooting on the city subway.
It is too easy to get a gun, too comfortable to use the gun, and there is a pervasive feeling among dangerous people that there's no repercussions for their actions.
Adams says a suspect who turned himself in had more than 20 prior arrests, including outstanding weapons charges. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff is confirming North Korea has test-fired 3 ballistic missiles toward the East Sea. It's Pyongyang's 17th missile test this year. Polls are closing at this hour in Georgia, one of the states holding primary elections today. ABC News is projecting that Democrat Stacey Abrams will win the Georgia gubernatorial primary, the Democratic one. You're listening to ABC News.
In depth now on this developing story. Again, 15 dead in the elementary school shooting in Texas. Garrett Bringer is a reporter for KSAT Television in San Antonio, nearby Uvalde. He has been on the scene all afternoon. He's watching as police have continued to swarm the site.
It's hard to tell exactly what activities there are going on. You can see farther down, there's a lot of activity near the back of the school. I can't be sure if they're going in that entrance, if they're out and back. There is a large field out and back of the school. We haven't gone over that way. I have seen numerous law enforcement agencies, state, local, federal, all of them coming in here trying to support local law enforcement and their mission of right now piecing together what happened, securing this school, and trying to get some answers for many, many grieving Uvalde families tonight.
Garrett says it's an eerie atmosphere outside of the school where the last day of class was just 2 days away.
This should have been a joyous time. We should be here hearing kids laughing on the sidewalk. We don't. We don't. Everybody, they've been evacuated. Hopefully, many of them to be reunited with their parents. But we have also seen family members come by the scene, still nervous, not sure what's happened to their child. They hadn't heard at the Civic Center. One father we talked to had heard maybe there were kids being held at another location near here. He came over to find out, and he wasn't able to get answers. And we still don't know what's become of him. He was looking for his fourth grade daughter. There are stories like that playing out across this entire community today. It's an awful day. It's an awful feeling. And unfortunately, it's a familiar one.
We can only imagine how heart-wrenching it is for parents in Uvalde, Texas. Just a few minutes ago, we were seeing video of a room at a conference center. Reporters were assembled in their seats. Nobody yet at the podium. They have to test the mics. It's going to be a little bit before we get to that news conference. Perhaps we'll hear some details, about a motive. The 18-year-old gunman was killed at the end of the attack. Stay with us for the very latest. We're following the story closely at KSL 519. It's time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we turn to Ricky Meese.
We still have crews working on this crash northbound I-15 prior to 2100 South. It is adding to delays now reaching past 4500 South Murray. Southbound I-15 bogged down. That's from Murray to 90th South Sandy, and delays westbound on the 201 starting at 5600 West on the way to Magna. Len?
In Twilla, a bit of sluggish traffic southbound approaching 1000 North and West Valley. It's sluggish on the Bangor Highway, California Avenue to 35th South in both directions. Out near Jordan L Reservoir, construction still slowing some traffic toward River Road and Hebron. In Utah County, looking good over the point of the bound, but you get a little bit of slowing on 2100 North as you make your way from I-15 in either direction toward Saratoga Springs Road, and I-15 itself slow from American Fork down to Linden. Steve?
Southbound Foothill Drive, a little crowded this afternoon between 13th and 21st South. Got a thick ride in spots on northbound 15 leaving from the downtown Salt Lake area up to the north interchange. And in Davis County, more slowdowns. Some thick traffic between Lagoon up into Kaysville. We have backups remaining on eastbound I-80 at the transition ramp to go north on the 215 West Belt. And southbound 89 slow coming down the hill through Uinta. At IFA, you'll find soil treatments like Revive and Aqua Drive to keep your lawn green in the summer heat. IFA Country Stores helping to grow the things you love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
With the KSL 7-day forecast, things are going to change. First, it's going to get really warm, and then it looks like some storms coming in for the Memorial Day weekend. Tonight, clear and 50, sunny and 80 degrees on our Wednesday, mostly sunny and 91, our first 90-degree day of the year on Thursday in Salt Lake, and then it starts to drop. Upper 80s, partly cloudy Friday, mid to upper 70s Saturday with a chance of evening showers, and then some scattered rain Sunday morning, and more rain moving in for Memorial Day Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive. Bountiful, 72 degrees in Salt Lake City. It's breezy. This has been the 5 o'clock report.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.